And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, what I'm going to do is I'm going to accuse you of having a low 401k balance. I am. I'm going to accuse you of having a low 401k balance. Now, let me caveat what I'm saying. First of all, I'm aware that not all of you have 401ks. I'm fully aware that some of you listening to me are Lifestyles Unlimited members, and you cashed those things in a long time ago so that you could buy real estate. I get that. But the majority of the audience out there has some kind of retirement plan. But within that majority of the audience, not everybody has a retirement plan. So there are some people that have 401ks. There are some people that have IRAs. There are some people that have both. There are some people that have neither. And you fall into one of those categories, unless you're a Lifestyles Unlimited member and you got rid of all your retirement plans because you found a better way to financial freedom. But let's get back to you, the non-Lifestyles Unlimited member. What I want to do, and I'm going to say it again, Trust me, I'm not trying to pour salt into any wounds that you're experiencing right now. I'm fully aware of what's going on in the stock market. I understand your pain. I understand what you're dealing with. I understand that just a couple days ago, effectively, the stock market gave up all the gains that it made going all the way back into September of last year. Yeah, so all those gains that you made are gone. They're just gone. Yeah, they're gone. Now, your financial planner is telling you, don't worry about it. You're doing dollar cost averaging, blah, 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 blah. But if you're getting ready to retire, what's going on in the stock market right now is painful. It's painful for you. I understand it. I understand how painful it is. You know why I understand it? Because at one time, I was invested in the stock market just like you are. I was. I had retirement accounts. Now, I didn't have a 401k, but I had some IRAs. And I was stuffing as much money as I could into the IRAs because I thought that was how you got ahead. And ironically, I had things happen to me like, I don't know, 2008. Remember 2008 when the stock market melted down and dragged the real estate market with it? Yeah. I had a bad day. I had a really bad day, I had a bad week, I had a bad month back in 2008. And I wound up selling all my shares of mutual funds because I just got tired of watching the balances decline day after day after day. I said, enough's enough. And I sold them off. I took the money out. And I actually bought real estate with the money. That doesn't solve your problem, does it? Yeah, my ancient history doesn't solve your problem with what's going on in today's markets. Now, Let me just tell you that I'm very concerned about your 401k balances or maybe your IRA balances or wherever you have your money saved for retirement, because here's what I'm looking at. The Motley Fool published an article. Now, this thing is very fresh. This is dated March 10th. So that's how fresh this data is. And they're listing average and median 401k balances by age group. Now check this out. If you're younger than 25, they're indicating that you've got around $7,400 on average in your 401k with a median balance of about $2,800. Now what's the difference between the average and the median? The average is you take everybody and you add them all up and divide them by the number of people that you added in there. And that gives you an average of everybody. It gives you a data point. The median gives you a different data point. It takes all the data and it figures out where the midway point is. And then it says half of the respondents are above this number and half of the respondents are below this number. So it's the number directly in the middle. So what that indicates to me is that people under 25, they're not serious about investing. They're not at a point in their life where they're concerned about retirement. What about people 25 to 34? Average balance is about $37,500. Median balance, just under $15,000. Age 35 to 44. Average balance, a little over $91,000. Median balance, right at $35,500. Ages 45 to 54. Your average balance is $167,000. Oh, man. But your median balance is less than $61,000. That means half of you have less than $61,000 in your 401k account. Now, that may be a good thing or that may be a bad thing. I'm not 100% sure yet. We haven't gotten into the bulk of today's show. Ages 55 to 64, you have just shy of $245,000 on average in your account. But your median balance on average, I said it wrong. You can't say it that way, Al. Your median balance is $87,500. That's a scary number too. That means half of you, ages 55 to 64, have less than $87,000 in your 401k. Well, I'm looking at what the stock market has done, and the writing of this article, effective March 10th, the Dow Jones Industrial Average essentially gave up all the gains that it earned all the way back to, I originally thought it was September, but what I'm noticing now is that it really goes all the way back to like July of last year. I mean, that's kind of terrible. And then we know what's going on today, right? Okay. So what about the S&P 500? What did it do? Well, it kind of did the same. I mean, it gave up all the gains that it made going all the way back to July also. And then I looked at the NASDAQ. And I thought, you know, surely the NASDAQ is, I mean, that's the most robust one of them all, right? Surely it hasn't given everything up, right? Yeah, NASDAQ went back all the way to June. So it went back an extra month. So my concern for you is that you're just kind of treading water in the stock market. You're just kind of treading water. I don't know exactly what your strategy is for your investing. I don't know what you've sat down and talked to your financial advisor about. I know there are different scenarios that you can talk to them about. There's different concepts that they will approach you with. There's growth strategies. There's I'm getting ready to retire strategies. There's all these different strategies. But ironically, when the stock market does what the stock market is doing, I don't think it really matters what your strategy is, because the stock market is just giving up all of its gains. It's giving up all of its gains. Now, you can blame the people in the White House, either the current administration or the former administration, but at the end of the day, you can blame anybody you want. It's not going to change what's going on. So, what am I getting at? What am I trying to convey to you? What I'm trying to convey to you is that you have the resources now in savings. That's what that 401k is. It's a savings account. I know you call it an investment account or you call it a retirement account, but you know what it really is? It's a savings account. That's all it is. You put money in there every month, do you not? And that money goes in there every month before you even see it, right? You just keep putting money in. You keep putting money in. La, 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 la. Nothing to see here, right? Okay. So the money goes in, and then we come up with the average balances and the median balances that are reported in the first segment of the show. And I'm concerned for you, because here's what I want you to do. I want you to do this. I want you to take the median 401k balance for somebody ages 65 and older. Now, technically, these are people that probably have retired. Okay. I mean, there's a good potential that people age 65 or older in this country have retired themselves, but not everybody has. Let me be crystal clear on that concept. Not everybody has, but a good portion of people have retired themselves. They've got a median balance of $88,488 in their 401k account, right? So there's $88,488 swimming around in there. And we're thinking, wow, that's good money. We can use that money. We can draw down that money every month and we can live off of it, right? Well, you can only draw down that account less than $1,500 per month. And it's still going to run out when you turn 70. I'm serious about that. And here's the other thing. You're not putting any more money into that account because you effectively retired, right? So you're drawing all that money down. And then you get to the age of 70 and the money's gone. What's your backup plan? Don't say die. That is not a credible backup plan. What is your backup plan? What do? You lost $1,500 a month worth of income because the money ran dry. You've got Social Security, right? I mean, you're taking Social Security, right? Maybe you took it at the age of 65, so maybe you get an okay, decent check. But that's all you get. How much comes in on that Social Security check? $3,000, $4,000? I don't know. I don't know what you get on Social Security. And I don't know what it costs for you to live. But you just took a $1,500 haircut at the age of 70. What are you going to do to replace that income? Walmart greeter? It's an option. There are a lot of people doing that. There are a lot of people that are going back into the workforce in their golden years because the money has run out. I am trying to warn you of something that could potentially affect you in future you, and I'm using real information from current me to share with you to get your head in the game. Here's what I want to hit you with. I'm going to hit you with these numbers one more time. This average 401k balance thing, because I want this thing to sit in. If you're 35 to 44 years of age, you've got an average balance of about $91,000 with a median balance of around 35.5. If you're 45 to 54, $168,000. Your median value is less than $61,000. If you are 55 to 64, the average balance is $244,750. The median balance at $87,500. And again, 65 and older, the average balance $272,500 with a median balance of $88,500. Now, you know what your numbers are because I just told you these numbers. Here's what I want you to think about as we go to commercial break. I want you to think about, if you had $100,000, and some of you, based on these statistics that I've read to you, you have $100,000, or you actually have $100,000 or more. You might have more. But let's just say, do you have $100,000, or are you close to having $100,000? For many of you, the answer is yes to that question. Okay, so we've got a positive response. Now, what if I told you that you could retire yourself in the next 5 years? Would you believe me? Some of you are like, yeah, no, can't happen. Some of you are like, tell me more. Well, I guess you're going to have to come back from the commercial break because it's true. You can do it. Stick around.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
A Lifestyles Unlimited team of real estate investing mentors and educators want to meet you. Learn to retire in 5 years or less. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Listening to Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. Now, here's your host.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And on today's show, I'm giving you some sobering statistics about how much money may or may not be in your 401k or maybe in your IRA or some other form of savings that you have that you are building up for retirement. Now, here's the concern that I have. Many of you are going to fall short when it comes to retirement. You're going to get to a certain age in your life and you're going to pull the plug on working. You're going to say, that's it. I'm done. I've got a big bag of money I saved up and I'm going to try and live off that bag of money, maybe live off of Social Security if it's still around. And maybe together I can make ends meet. And that's kind of your game plan. But ironically, what's happening to seniors in today's day and age is seniors that have tried to retire off these 401ks or these IRAs or a combination of both, or maybe not even either. They're trying to just get by on Social Security. They're finding it difficult. They're finding, especially in the inflationary times that we've dealt with for the last couple of years, they're finding it more and more difficult to make ends meet. And they're finding that they have to go back into the workforce. And, well, that's... if that's what they've got to do and they've got the health to do it, then I'm glad they can do it. I just wish that they could remain retired like me. That would be pretty cool, wouldn't it? All right. Let's talk about you. As we're going to break, I said that the majority of you, based on the stats that I read to you guys, the majority of you have got maybe $100,000 sitting in those retirement accounts. Okay. What if I told you that there's a better way to invest the money? Would you believe me? Some of you would. What if I told you that I'm going to use AI to assist me with educating you on the fact that there is a better way to retirement and that you can get it done in 5 years or less, not 30 years, not 40 years, not 50 years, not the current plan you're on, but by changing your investing modality, you can get it done in 5 years or less. It's real estate. It's investing in residential income producing real estate, either single family or multifamily. Either one is fine. They both return excellent results, much better results than you're getting in the stock market right now. Guaranteed much better results than you're getting in the... I shouldn't laugh. That wasn't nice of me. I'm going to apologize to you. I am going to apologize to you because that wasn't nice. And having suffered through the stock market falling like a hot knife through butter, I should know better. All right. So what did I ask AI? I said, look, AI, explain in detail why real estate investing using the buy and hold strategy after rehabbing distressed properties is a superior methodology to buy and hold in the stock market using mutual funds, because I think a lot of you have mutual funds. Now, AI gave me a lot of data. I mean, it gave me all this information about methodology and blah, 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 blah. And here's what it concluded. It concluded it was going to take about 24 years, I think if I recall correctly, 24 years to retire with the real estate model, or 48 years if you do the buy and hold model with stock investing and mutual funds. Okay. Neither of those answers supports my hypothesis, does it? No, because I gave you a 24 and I gave you a 48, and neither one is five or less, right? All right. So I realized that maybe there was some information that I didn't give AI that it needed. So I said, look, let's examine how $100,000 invested into each methodology, along with $500 a month added to the investment capital, how will that result in a $5 million total value and when? So then AI got to work and it started thinking, it started pumping out all kinds of information. And it gave me a real estate model breakdown by year. And this is where it came back and it told me, okay, it's going to take about 23 or 24 years to get it done with real estate. And then I said, okay, what about the stock model? And the stock model came back and it said, it's going to take about 50 years, technically approximately 48 years. Okay. So that's where my information came from. And then I realized, you know, AI doesn't understand how we as Lifestyles Unlimited members buy property. And it doesn't understand how we use hard money. So maybe I need to explain a little bit of that to it. So I explained a little bit of that to it. And then I said, look, assume you can pay $25,000 cash out of pocket for a single house, and that each house captures an additional $25,000 in equity, which allows for an initial purchase of four properties. How does that result? And it spit out a bunch more stuff, and it gave me a better result. It said I could get it done in 12 years. Now, again, the stock market thing, it's still at 48 years. But the real estate thing has adjusted down to 12 years because I told it we're going to buy more than one asset. So now there's four assets in play. And then I realized it still doesn't understand everything that we do as real estate investors. So I had to do some more explaining. I gave it some more information that it could use, and it came back and it spit out some more information. And I said, look, let's assume the total value of the asset is $100,000. Let's assume that the total equity is $50,000 in the property, and that equity is derived by us putting in $25,000 of our own money and us capturing an additional $25,000 in equity, which comes out of the total value of the asset. Let's assume the loan amount is going to be $50,000. Let's assume the acquisition price is going to be $60,000. So using hard money to buy and rehab up to $70,000 of the repaired value, or of $100,000. Now, I just blew up the minds of about 97% of you, because I just read to you some very detailed information I gave to AI, which I'm pretty confident AI understood, but maybe it didn't come across as well as it should have in the radio format. And here's the problem. This is level five type of information. I am feeding level five type of information into AI because I'm trying to get AI to understand the model that I use as a Lifestyles Unlimited member to analyze property. Because when it starts to understand what I am doing, what I have been taught to do by Lifestyles Unlimited, then it can give me a much better result. So it kicked out another result. And it said, okay, now it's going to take you about 16 years. And I said, whoa, dude, you're going the wrong way. And then I realized there was still some additional information that I didn't tell the AI. I had to tell it my strategy for the buy and hold. So I said, look, the goal is to sell the real estate assets after a one-year hold and to replace each asset sold with two assets using the same purchase model. So what we're going to do is we're going to take our $100,000, we're going to go out and we're going to find four different houses we can buy for $25,000 cash out of pocket each. Okay. And that's going to spend our $100,000 of investment capital. We will now have $100,000 invested into four different assets. And because we did it correctly, we will capture an additional $25,000 per asset to give us a total of $200,000 of total equity against property that is valued at $400,000. Effectively, what it's telling me is that you can buy four houses, you can own them for a year, you can sell all four houses, you can buy two houses for each one that you sell, and that would get you to eight houses in the second year. And then you sell eight houses and you buy 16 to replace them, and in so on and so on and so on. So what this model is showing me is that you're going to get to a point where you can own effectively upwards of 64 houses, and it'll get you retired in 5 years or less. Now, some of you are thinking, dude, when you told me I could own one house, I was cool with that. I mean, that was, I could wrap my head around that. And then you said four houses. Well, I kind of wrapped my head around that. And then you said eight houses. And it's a little bit harder to wrap my head around that. Now you're saying 64 houses? dude, wrapping my head around 64 houses, that's kind of tough. That's like an entire neighborhood, isn't it? Well, effectively, you would own a neighborhood. Now, there's another way to do this. There's another way to do this. Let's say you're moving along in your timeline. Let's say you bought your first four houses and you put them into service and they're doing everything they're supposed to do. And then you wind up selling them. And then you buy eight houses to replace the four that you sold. Okay, so now you've got eight houses running and gunning. Okay, and now you're thinking, gosh, I've got to sell eight houses, which is not necessarily the most easy thing to do. It can be an easy thing to do depending on if you have the right team supporting. Let me just be clear about that. If you've got the right team supporting you, selling eight is not hard to do at all. As a matter of fact, you might be able to sell them all as a package. Yeah, there are people out there that will buy packages of houses. So that's one way to sell them. You can sell them off individually. There's different ways to go about it. But then you're thinking, now I've got to buy 16 houses in a year's period of time. That means I've got to get a house like every 3 weeks. That's a pretty fast pace. That would be a very fast pace. And then if you advance it more and you say, man, if I've got to get to 64 houses in a year, 64 houses, that means I've got to have a house going literally every 5 days, right? I mean, if you map it out across the calendar, you've got to have a house in production every 5 days. That can be kind of aggressive. Now, I know people in Lifestyles Unlimited that's not a problem for them. They knock that out. That's not even a drip of sweat coming off their brow. But it's not for everybody. Let me be clear about this. It's not for everybody. So what do you do? Let's say you get to eight and you're thinking, man, I don't know if I can get to 16. What do? You buy a plex, and not a duplex, not a fourplex, not a triplex. You go out and buy an apartment complex. You buy multiple units, all housed in one location. You transition from being a single family investor to a multifamily investor. It's not hard to do. All you need is education, mentoring, and a brain. Education, mentoring, and a brain. Now, we are all born with a brain. So everybody gets to check that box, even though you like to pick on your kid brother and tell him, no, you don't get to check that box. Kid brother gets to check the box too. Education and mentoring are the missing components. Where do you get those from? Well, I got mine from Lifestyles Unlimited. I did. Back in 2017, I joined Lifestyles Unlimited. And let me just give you the backstory. You want to hear the backstory? Fair enough. I had retired from the United States Army in 2014. Or effectively, I was retired by the United States Army in 2014. I didn't want to go, but they said it was time to go. So I had no choice. I left and I earned a pension and I figured I'll try and live off that pension. But that pension only paid me one third of what I used to make when I was serving on active duty. And my expenses in life did not go down by two thirds of their value. I had to go back into the workforce and it was difficult for me. I was 50 years of age when I left the military. I was trying to penetrate into corporate America, municipal America, anything but the industrial military complex. That's what I wanted to stay away from. I was done with all that. So trying to find a job was difficult because nobody knew who I was. I mean, I'd give them a resume, but, you know, most of my experience is killing the bad guys and breaking their stuff, you know, and supporting those that do that. And that may or may not translate well into other realms of employment. Well, after 10 months of looking and bleeding through money that I didn't have, I finally found a job. I took the job. I worked in the job. I did my best work in that job, but I was miserable in that job because I was a fish out of water. I was highly overqualified for the position that I took, but I needed a job. I had to bring income into my household. 2017, I heard Lifestyles Unlimited on the radio and I took notice because they were talking about information that was different than what anybody else was putting out. And I took notice and I eventually went to what we call a free workshop. I attended the free workshop and I tried to blow holes in what was being conveyed to me and I couldn't blow holes in it. I could not. The information was solid. I mean, they taught me about the methodology that they used to buy single family real estate, multifamily real estate. They showed me the five different ways we make money in real estate. They talked to me about how I need to transition my mindset from a middle class mindset to a millionaire's mindset. I mean, they just gave me a one over the world of this is what you need to do if you want to become a real estate investor, and if you want to do this, we are well equipped to help you. And you know what I did? I joined. I became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, and I went through what we call the 2-day Financial Freedom Seminar. That is the course that every Lifestyles Unlimited member takes. It is where the rubber meets the road. It's where you get 16 hours with a Lifestyles Unlimited member who has gone before you, who has made millions of dollars, who is teaching you how to do it yourself. And the difference between a Lifestyles Unlimited, well, we call them life changers, and maybe some other organization's person, is that our life changers, they care. They actually care about you. They're not there to just like show up, teach you, and then disappear. They'll actually befriend you. I'm actually friends with my life changer. His name is David Fisher. Now, David Fisher, he joined like 2015. It was way before I joined. No, it was like 2008. It was a long time ago. And now let me just tell you who trained me. A former Air Force non-commissioned officer who was a dog handler who left the Air Force, became Mr. Mom. Yeah, he was Mr. Mom in his household. The wife worked. He was effectively retired and sitting at home in his paid in full house. He became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. He went out and he took a loan out on his paid in full house. He got $70,000. You know what he did with $70,000? He put it into action. You know what his net worth is today? About $15 million. $15 million. It started with $70,000. It started with a dollar amount that many of you have in your 401ks or your IRAs. That's where it started. And then David got himself to a place of real estate retirement pretty darn fast. He got it done in 2 years. And then he started helping other people get it done. One person at a time, and then two people at a time. And then he helped as many people as he could. And then eventually, Del Wamsley said, dude, I need you on the team. I need you teaching what I teach to our members, because you've got it all dialed in, and you've got the gift of being able to teach, and you've got some pretty funny jokes. So when you combine all that together, you get 16 hours of life-changing information. And I went through that 16 hours of life-changing information. And you know what I did? I put my money to work. I cashed in life insurance policies. I pulled out money out of savings accounts. I pulled money out of stock accounts. And you know what I started buying? I started buying multifamily real estate assets. And you know what happened to me after 2 years? I got myself to a place of real estate retirement. I did what my life changer taught me to do. And ironically, even though I didn't think I was going to get the same result, I got the same result as my life changer. Now, I'm not telling you you can get it done in 2 years. As a matter of fact, AI is telling me it's going to take you 4, probably 5 years to get it done. But here's what I know. If you don't get started today, you're never going to get started. What you need to do is you need to take action. That is the one common theme that all of us as Lifestyles Unlimited members have amongst ourselves. We all took action on the information that we were provided. How do you take action? The easiest way for you to take action is to go to lifestylesunlimited.com. When you get there, I want you to sign up for the free workshop, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.